Don, a pleasure to have a chance to sit down with you. Like I said, a little more relaxed pace this year for you.
Yeah, as past presidents, a little bit different schedule, so I'm enjoying it a lot.
So let's talk, Kenway, about some of the policy issues. Sure. Obviously, we're in that farm bill discussion. Everything got pushed back a bit. We're still trying to figure out where we are dollar-wise, those kind of things. How confident are you that we're going to get something done here this year?
Not very confident at all, to be honest, because, as you know, when you're in an election year like this, it is politically posturing. Everybody's posturing. Nobody wants to let somebody else get a win. So if you pass anything, they're afraid, well, will that help my opponent? So it's been a struggle to try and get things done, and we saw that in the financial bills as well, right?
So what's the ask, really, from the cattle industry?
Well, we want to just make sure they don't take very much away. We understand budgets are tight in that financial things are more difficult. Where I'd like to see a lot of effort being placed, though, is this LRP. It appears there's opportunity, especially for breeders of all sizes, to refine LRP, get it so it's in a place that it can almost be that balancing bar with the crop insurance, right? And as you know, if you're a crop farmer, it's hard to fail sometimes given the crop insurance availability that you have of you. We want the same thing, kind of that same effect, so that these cattle producers who want to get in here, especially young ones, can do so without a lot of risk.
I've heard that LRP discussion more and more down here. And like you said, crop insurance we've had for a long, long time, and it's become that foundation for that industry.
Yeah, and it's key, right? I mean, it's absolutely key. In any industry where you have so much cost involved, if you don't have a safety net put in place, boy, I mean, the consequences of a wrong decision can be disaster, right? End of business. So it's so important that we do it right. But as you know, cattle producers are a pretty independent bunch, right? And they don't want their government involved. But what I've been telling people across the board is the one thing the government usually can do successfully is write a check. So just take check for the insurance and try to get yourself at least that safety net put in place.
The other buzz that I've heard here at conventions all been with the electric identification. How do you see that shaking out?
Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, and everybody hates to see reality 101, but whether our industry is for it or against it, it's coming. That's reality 101. You can hate people for saying it, but the government is going to put it on us regardless. So the question we have to ask ourselves is, do you want to be part of writing it in a manner that is more successful and more common sense than maybe the government will write? And to me, that's the debate. And to me, there's really no answer. There's no other answer other than engage, make sure we're involved, understand that we want to do this in the most flexible spot possible for producers, but let's not stick our head in the sand, pretend it's not going to happen, pretend we can stop it and make it go away.
Don, cattle inventory report came out, numbers, levels we haven't seen since the early 1950s. How do you see really the state of the industry today and trying to rebuild that herd?
Well, you know, the short-term good news is it's going to be financially pretty good years, right? We know it's a shame that drought kind of forced us into these liquidation numbers and prices forced us here, but the next few years are going to be incredibly positive from a price standpoint. Getting numbers back so our industry remains viable, that's that teeter-tot that we have to make sure we balance. We want producers profitable, but boy, we need a viable industry to make sure that beef retains the center of the plate, and that means you have to have product, and it has to be product at a price point that consumers can afford to put it in that center of the plate. So that's that balancing act we're going to have to try and play, but I think as soon as this profitability gears up like I expect it will, numbers grow substantially there right after.
You got your sale coming up later this month. Tell me what's on tap.
Hey, we're excited. February 17th is our sale, and we're going to sell 400 bulls, which is a feat in itself in Minnesota. But the bulls are doing well. We've had this spring-like winter, right? So things are looking incredibly good. Invite everybody out for the 16th and 17th.